Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick and I'm in with attorney Ted Hansen on this 2019 Mother's Day. Yay. So for all the moms out there, past, present, and incubating and future, happy
Absolutely.
Mother's Day.
And to my own beautiful wife, Erin, mother of my beautiful daughter, Mother's Day.
Listen to him sucking
out
there.
I don't need to buy flowers and jewelry.
That's right. There you go.
Hey, well, I even got out of the house for making breakfast, Rick.
Hey, Ted, maybe that's an idea for folks. You know, maybe some of you guys and gals maybe forgot about Mother's Day. It's busy. And, gee, maybe you'd like to, you know, call mom up and you know, say, hey, mom, flip on your partner-in-law. Give us a call and wish mom
a Mother's Day show.
And wish mom a Mother's Day right here on air. And,
that's right.
You know, I do want to focus a little bit on women today, Ted. And it is May, as we've been talking about the last couple weeks, is Elder Law Awareness Month. And so we've been trying to just bring a little bit more awareness to the, I'm going to say, blight of elder abuse.
Yeah, that's accurate.
And it's been called epidemic. It's all kinds of, you know, it's a growing, really ugly part of our society that people take advantage of elderly folks in
Absolutely.
So many different ways, between abandonment, neglect, financial abuse, emotional abuse that goes on, and kind of the badgering. And, you know, we see, Ted, in our office, we see folks coming in, and very oftentimes they are elderly women because of, you know, women live a little longer than men. And so we, you know, disproportionately have a large number of, you know, octogenarian women. And it's really crushing when they come in and they tell me, I love my children, but every time they come over, they're talking to me about money and wanting the house. And there's a lot of irrational fears out there that as we age, that somehow the government's going to swoop in and take our house or things of that nature. And sadly, it isn't the government that's going to do that.
Yeah, that's
it's your health care cost, folks, that is going to do that. And so few are prepared for the financial realities of aging.
They are.
And
likewise, their children are not aware of the costs of aging, and that sometimes is the rub, right, Rick? It's let's not use all of mom's money to take care of mom. I want something left at the end of the rainbow for me, right? So that's the mentality that has to change out there.
Well, time and time again, Ted, and you've had this the same conversation. All of us attorneys who do estate and elder planning have had this conversation. Son or daughter comes into us, and they want to talk about mom and, you know, her aging issues and things along those lines. And it always starts off with, well, you know, this is about what's best for mom. And then the conversation quickly goes into, well, how can you transfer mom's house to me? How can you give me mom's money? And how can, you know, these types of things.
Yeah.
And it just puts a little bit of stain on the credibility of what we're doing. And we see so many stories and situations, they're not stories, these are reality situations that are occurring right now. It's happening today, I'm sure, where people are making terrible mistakes by not understanding the law. And folks, it's really simple if we think of it this way. Now, you're all taxpayers, and I think most of us are concerned on the high rate of taxes all of us pay, and yet Medicaid is funded through tax dollars as a social welfare program. And people who cheat the system are just making taxes go up, and they're also making money unavailable to people who really do need the money.
That's exactly right.
Or the amount of money that people are provided to care for themselves is so inadequate, and in large part for my opinion, because of there's so much fraud, waste, and abuse in the system that it just hurts everyone. But so many people are wanting to artificially impoverish their parents, such that the parent can go on welfare to preserve an inheritance for the children.
That's right.
Now, you know, we know when we talk to people, all parents want to try to leave something to their kids. But prematurely doing inappropriate gifting and then turning around and asking the government to pay for it is going to very oftentimes have very negative financial consequences. Not for the person who gave the gifts away, who's on his or her way to the nursing home, but for the people who got the gift. Ted, can you walk people through just a little bit about if I make a gift to my son or daughter, and let's say I do the most popular thing out there, I gift my house away, I fire up the internet, I whip out my quit claim deed, and I said, I hereby quit claim and convey my property to my two kids, and now my kids own my property. About 18 months from now, my health declines, I've now run out of money, and voila, I have to apply for Medicaid for government assistance. What happens?
Well, that's wrong on several different levels. First of all, people don't contemplate the effect of the gift. And when you give somebody a gift, you give them your basis in that gift as well, which is usually problem number one. The second problem is for Medicaid purposes, the home is what we call an exempt asset initially, so you don't really need to do anything with it. There are certain planning techniques that we use. And furthermore, when you give gifts like that and the state of Washington cares to invoke their power under the statutes to claw back that gift can be returned to the tune of 1.5 times the amount of the gift. So there's a number of things that are wrong with that scenario.
That's through a lawsuit. In other words, So, you know, moms and dads and kids understand that if mom or dad make a gift to the government and then within 5 years, or actually 60 months, apply for government aid.
You have the look back issue, that's for sure.
So we're looking back now 60 months, and any gifts for less than, you know, any transfers of value or any transfers of property for less than full value are going to be deemed a gift in approximately, what is about 8,800?
It's about 10,000. For every 10,000, you buy yourself what they call a month of penalty. So if you're otherwise eligible for the program, you have to wait out the penalty period until the benefit stream begins, and somebody has to pay for your care in the interim. That's the problem with the gifting scenario.
So under that scenario, if you gifted away a $300,000 house, you'd be looking at, you know, approximately 3 years of ineligibility.
Yep.
And during that time now, Ted, here's the $64 million question. So mom made this gift to me. I received this gift of the house, but she's sick. She needs skilled nursing home care. She needs to be in an institution to get that. There's no money in her estate to pay for it. What then happened? What is the state going to do with mom?
Well, the state's going to pay for mom's care, and they're going to come after you for the money that they expended on mom's care because you were the recipient of the gift.
So, this safety net that the government puts out there for us, it's there. It's going to catch mom. But then they're going to come looking for the people who received the gift, and they're going to want it back. And if it doesn't voluntarily come back, then there's going to
be a lawsuit. You can, in the state of Washington, you can cure, but the Washington doesn't allow partial cures. You have to completely cure. So if you gave back the house, for example, that would be a cure in a case like that. But generally speaking, that's not where you want to find yourself.
Not a very comfortable position to be in. And it even has, you know, broader connotations there. Let's say you get mom approved finally under Medicaid or something along these lines. You know, many of these cases, all of a sudden Adult Protective Services starts investigating. All of a sudden the kids who were going to be mom's caregivers all of a sudden may find themselves, you know, subject to having to go through a guardianship for mom.
Yep.
And because the state's not been very happy with the way things have been managed and the family gifting, and much of it might be deemed inappropriate. Many, many, many of the gifts of mom deeding the house over to the kids. Ted, would you agree that an awful lot of that starts with some undue influence?
Almost always starts with some type of undue influence. One child or multiple children sometimes, nattering mom, and essentially undue influence amounts to doing something not of your own free will. That's the essence of the test for undue influence, and it happens all the time. And it's people are more susceptible to it as they grow older. They just simply aren't aware of all of the ramifications of what they're doing. So.
Well, we've had cases where our clients, women, you know, and men has tell us this story as well, that every single time the kids come over and talk to them or call them on the phone, they're talking about, you know, this person and, you know, transferring their assets to them. Gee, Mom, you know, you should put it in our name, or I'm going to come pick you up and go to the bank and put my name on the account in case something happens to you. And this builds builds. And, you know, Mom gets kind of upset about this. But this constant barrage, folks, this is no different than your two-year-old constantly tugging at your apron string saying, I want a cookie, I want a cookie, I want a cookie. Well, eventually a lot of moms and dads, they break down and they give the kid a cookie.
Yep.
Well, that's what kind of happens to moms sometimes. I've had them tell me, and I bet you have too, Ted, that they say, Rick, I'm just exhausted talking to my kids about this, so I end up just saying yes to anything. I just say yes to anything because I'm tired.
Yeah. And Rick Edelman, his show yesterday, he was talking about the effect of children on the parents' retirement and how the children sometimes really just don't consider mom and dad's retirement. It's just what's in it for me. And then mom and dad have been doing this for their kids their entire life, so they just continue this stream into adulthood. And at some point, he made a very good point, you got to grow up and cut the string, right? You just have to walk away from that type of stuff. And you can't be keeping your children forever, and your children shouldn't expect you to keep them forever. So this is part of this problem that
no matter what, we certainly don't want to ever make light of these issues. And yet, you know, folks, not every single solitary person is out there abusing their parents, but millions of you are.
Maybe without knowing it, right? That's the point, I think.
And that's true, and that some of it is this, you know, constantly talking to mom and dad about it, or, you know, two or three siblings constantly arguing and fighting and bringing mom and dad into this in their elder years. It is really frustrating. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we get back, we'd like to talk with you on this 2019 Mother's Day. 888-973-5476. Jimmy's going to take us out, and when we get back, your phone calls at 888-973-5476.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. And they didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But more importantly, it's about having a plan. All your children have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class coming up Monday, May 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding their long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that's not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class on the 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, Tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on June 12th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class June 12th. At 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick,
and with Joe Jim Walsh Benson. To get you going this morning.
He'll get you fired that. Right up.
All right.
Hey, you know, we're certainly got to talk about Mother's Day. And, you know, Ted and I were talking this morning before the show started a little bit. And, of course, we were Googling around on the internet and, you know, looking at the history of Mother's Day. And by all accounts, Anna Jarvis is credited with back at the turn of the prior century, actually, at this point. And she was wanting to start this day to honor her mother, who had recently died. And this was in 1905 when she died. And so Jarvis began campaigning to set up, you know, a day of recognition for Mother's Day. And there's an article in CNN online that is talking about that this became maybe a sore point with Anna Jarvis after Mother's Day got going because it became so commercial. Now, we're in the first quarter of the 1900s, okay? So a while ago, 100 years ago, more or less. And she was concerned with the exploitation of greeting cards, chocolates, and jewelry. And
flowers.
Yep. And not to put too fine a point on it, folks, but about $25.5 billion a year, or a day, today,
yeah.
for Mother's Day is being spent.
Staggering.
You know, $25.5 billion over $5 billion of that's on jewelry. So the jewelry stores are doing really well. The florists are, you know, knocking it out of the park, and the flower folks. So,
and of course, Hallmark. And of course, the Hallmark folks.
And the Hallmark folks. Yeah. So, a lot of money is spent out there. I think the only days they sell more flowers are Christmas and New Year's.
Valentine's, perhaps. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's higher than Valentine's.
Is it?
Yeah, it's higher than Valentine's.
I found this interesting too. That she was apparently, and this was one of these little factoids that we pulled up, that she was apparently quite litigious about it as well, and she considered the Mother's Day her intellectual property and her legal property, and she wasn't afraid to defend that position. And it goes on to say that at one time she had as many as 33 lawsuits going to defend her Mother's Day legal and intellectual property, which she must have been quite feisty, and kind of reminds me, just hearing these stories about her, probably a lot like my mother was. She's going to tell you where it goes, right?
Hey, this was a lady, man. This was a, you know, gal who fought for her rights and what she was wanting way back when, and
yep.
She even had a run-in with First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, because Eleanor Roosevelt had the audacity to use Mother's Day as a way to promote health and welfare for women. That wasn't the point, she said. Again, getting back to her claim of that.
Pretty good.
Unfortunately, Jarvis died in a sanitarium in 1948. So, but the holiday she created certainly lives on.
Definitely does.
So there's always some interesting background on how these things come about. But the commercialism of all of our holidays has gotten a little out of control. I look back to Ted when we were kids. Of course, back then we had Washington's birthday and Lincoln's, and now we have President's Day. But really, you know, it's the white sale at Macy's on those days, or yeah. Do you come in on President's Day to get a discount on your car? And it, you know, and I think it's
Black Friday.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate. So these holidays, as you know, so many of us, and you know, I think as we age, we're more aware of these things that many people have no idea what is the underpinning of a particular holiday. I'll point to things like Labor Day, Memorial Day, things of this nature that really should take on a much more somber meaning and some time for reflection and introspection. But unfortunately, we're out, got our wallets wide open with the greeting cards and the flowers. And that, so, you know, and guys and gals, sometimes all mom wants is to see you.
Yes. Just a nice day or a dinner
just,
together.
Just go nice. Visit, yeah. And if you can't quite visit, phone calls are really cheap today.
Yeah.
There's no, in the old days, I can't afford to call those long-distance call charges, those long-distance charges.
No, you have no excuse.
So there's no excuse today. You can VoIP them, and you can hop online or whatever. And,
right.
You know, and it was really funny, but this is, you know, a number of years ago when the technology wasn't quite what we have today. But I remember when my dad was, you know, after my mom passed away a few years, and I remember him finally getting set up so we could do some online chatting with the grandkids and stuff like that. And not too long before he died, actually learned how to do it, you know, with the video and all that kind of stuff. And it was always a high point in his day, you know, if he could get the kids on
sure.
video and, you know, video yeah. phone and stuff like that, and, you know, Skyping and
yeah, that's a great,
so
great technology.
It was really good. And, you know, has great use. So, you know, use the technology for good stuff, folks, and
yep.
give mom a call.
Exactly. And not the bad that we started off talking this morning about, right?
Yeah, because it's just really, really difficult to do that. And like I said, we've been trying to raise awareness on elder law, abuse, elder abuse. And, you know, it's rampant, folks. There's, you know, an enormous Adult Protective Services reports over 100 phone calls a day, folks. 7 days a week, 100 phone calls a day, just here in Washington.
Yep.
And they report that that is maybe 20% of what's really going on out there.
Yeah, I believe so, that, too.
And when we see that, and Ted, you made a comment a little earlier that some folks, you know, children especially, don't realize that some of their actions are actually, you know, abuse. Legally defined as abuse. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from break. And if you'd like to wish your special mom a Mother's Day here on Your Partner in Law, give us a call, or maybe you have a great story about your mom. We'd love to hear it today. 888-973-5476. Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525-longtermcare.com. That's 525-longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on June 12th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class June 12th. At 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, and welcome back to Your Partner in Law right here on Mother's Day, May 12th, 2019.
How about
that? Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day
to all of you out there. And mothers are special. They are important to all of us. And, you know, one thing that we all share in common, Ted, we all got a mother.
That's right.
And so we all should... just remember Absolutely. That sometimes we are all connected somehow.
And you have a daughter this year who's spending her first Mother's Day at home.
And I did something that was so unusual.
What did you do?
I actually got her Mother's Day card out early,
wow.
such that I was the first Mother's Day card she got.
I'll be darned.
So, you know, me and greeting cards are, you know, I usually get the ones...
That Deanna buys for you on behalf of the firm?
The late cards and stuff like that. I've never been real good at that.
We know.
Having to be real honest, I just have never been a really good greeting card person.
I can't stand buying cards. My wife knows this. My daughter knows this. My sister knows this. I can't stand buying greeting cards. And when I find myself buying them, Rick, I'm looking for the 99 centile. Okay? That's a lifesaver to me.
You know, well, okay? Since you brought that up... I was buying a card not too long ago, and I just picked it up, and I went up to the register, and it was, well, that'll be $10.95.
Yeah.
It was a greeting card. It had no motors in it.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything. It wasn't animated. It did not.
How much?
It didn't come with an app. It was a greeting card, and it was over $10. So,
I can remember that my first experience with that, too. It was in a little store called Papyrus, and I thought, wow, these are nice, crafty little cards. Take it up there. It was the same thing. It was like $14.95 for a card or something like that. It's like, I won't be coming back here any longer.
So, folks, we're really, you know, trying to, you know, bring a focus in on, I think, women's issues, but really issues for all people as they age and bringing in awareness to elder abuse. If you sense elder abuse may be happening to a friend, a neighbor, you might see it in the grocery store or the bank. You can call 1-800-END-HARM, and that'll get you right to Adult Protective Services. If you do make a report, it is absolutely anonymous.
And please don't use it vindictively, people. That really is a bad thing when people use that process vindictively to get after a brother or a sister who's been caring for mom or dad. And it's just, you know, it can be misused too, but we don't want to see
We do see that. We do see every now and then siblings will each be calling Adult Protective Services, yep. accusing the other ones of things.
Yep.
And many times there really isn't any abuse going on. What's really going on is good old-fashioned sibling rivalry
mm-hmm.
where they're fighting over mom's inheritance.
Yep.
Sadly, mom hasn't yet died.
Yeah, exactly.
So there are no heirs and things like that. So
and the thing about elder abuse, Rick, too, is that a lot of these people, they don't have advocates. You know, they don't have a child. They don't have a friend anymore. They don't have anybody that can really step up and watch out for them. So that's why this is kind of epidemic in terms of its problem because it goes on really unnoticed in many cases, right? It's kind of a silent killer, frankly.
Well, Ted, you know, if we're looking at, you know, and we had talked a little bit earlier, emotional abuse. And emotional, it might be even considered psychological abuse, where people speak or treat elderly persons in ways that cause pain and distress. This can be verbal, you know, intimidation through yelling or threats. I mean, parents and kids, sometimes they yell at each other. People will scream at each other because they're family. They would never do that to strangers, but because it's family, seems to happen. Humiliation, ridicule, you know, habitually blaming them for things, scapegoating type techniques that people use. And then even, you know, good old fashioned nonverbal, you know, the I'm going to ignore them,
yes,
type thing, or you know,
or I'm not speaking.
You know, some of it gets almost terrorizing, somewhat menacing to some extent. But this next one is one of the key issues that is an indicator of all kinds of things going on, and part of this emotional abuse is isolating the senior from other friends and family, or isolating them from things that you know they were used to doing. Maybe mom or dad always liked to go to a particular community center, something like that, and you don't want to take them there.
Isolation's it's a big flag, folks.
Well, that's what Carrie Kasem's been working on tirelessly for the last 3 or 4 years following the death of her dad, Carrie Kasem, where she was, you know, barred by or, you know, unable to see her dad. Now, there was, you know, a lot of things going on there with the current wife of Casey Kasem, you know, basically stealing him out of the hospital and driving him from Los Angeles, I think, up into the desert out in Nevada and ended up here in Bremerton eventually, where he ended up dying. And I do believe a lawsuit is still continuing from what I believe on that one.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And, you know, and that was really all about isolation. And, you know, the law is difficult to work with in these areas, folks.
It is. And some people simply flout it like she did, you know, frankly. So that stuff happens all the time, too. But really, this does go on in private, folks, a lot. And so, like Rick said earlier, if you sense something, by all means, you know, step up and be an advocate.
You know, and folks, if it's your parents, you know, maybe today, if you're over at your folks' house, you know, be, you know, respectful. But, you know, take a look around. Is the house like it should be? Is the kitchen how it should be? You know, might open up the refrigerator and make sure that there's not, you know, a bunch of spoiled food or, you know, things along those lines.
Or bills piling up.
Be observant of what's going on. I've had folks say, gee, mom's house just wasn't as neat and orderly as it used to be. Well, these are telltale signs that maybe there's some issues that mom's working through. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, your phone calls at 888-973-5476. Your partner in law will be right back.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. And they didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on June 12th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class June 12th at 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, welcome back. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and you're listening to Your Partner in Law. Hey, in case you haven't heard the commercials, we do free estate and elder law consultations. Give us a call. We'd love to meet with you and your family. And if you need to help mom and dad get in, please do so. And we'll take good care of mom and dad and the whole family in the planning area. This is an area, folks, that the unknown is the biggest enemy. And we see so many folks, you folks, making mistakes. And we try to do our best at educating folks on the most common types of mistakes. So we will be having another event coming up here, Ted. It's going to go on, tickets will go on sale this next week. So this is just a heads up. It's not up yet, but it will be. We're going to do our popular Real Retirement event. It's going to be in Bothell this time at the Comfort Inn and Suites there in Bothell. And it's going to, and the next one coming up is going to be Wednesday, June 12th. And so be watching for that, and there will be some early bird tickets out there next week, this coming week, and hope to get lots of you folks up there from the Bothell region to come on out, and we love meeting you. And stay tuned. We'll be doing more events as the year unfolds. And so we do that, but you can always just give us a call at the office at area code 425-284-3450, or find us at rjglegal.com. And of all the different areas we work in, we do, you know, estate and elder law is kind of some of our flagship area. We do a lot of family law, business work, formations, transaction work, litigation work, lots of real estate.
How to put all that together in your plan.
And then, you know, we're really a system integrator. You know, for all your engineers out there, you know, somebody, there's a systems engineer who takes everybody else and they stick all those systems and make them work. That's kind of what we do. We take all the components of your life and we help you structure them.
That's right.
Such that they're going to serve you the best. And, Ted, one of the most common misperceptions, which is what leads to some of the worst situations, is people who have modest estates oftentimes fear coming to an attorney because they say, I can't afford one. And yet the cost of doing proper planning to help protect and preserve your assets is far less than even a month in a nursing home.
Absolutely.
And so we have to make sure that we're not being penny wise and pound foolish. Proper estate or elder planning can help preserve people's assets and their estates, but you have to start planning early. And I always give this analogy of, you know, I own a home, so I want to protect my home with fire insurance. But geez, I have to pay for it. And wouldn't it be nice if I could wait till the house was burning, or maybe the guy standing out in front of the house with a can of gas and a lit match, and be able to call my insurance agent up and say, I'll take it now.
Yeah.
Now that the bad's about to happen, or many cases has already happened, the fuse has been lit.
Too late.
And then folks are coming in. I mean, Ted, how many times have you had people come in and say, we don't have enough money to pay for the mom's, you know, adult family home payment next month. What do we do? And you find out that they've done this gifting and some of this other stuff, and they really, really, really created a pickle for themselves.
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I see it weekly that these people, and this is what we call in my business crisis planning, and crisis planning is just what it sounds like, folks. It's planning in a crisis. It's the boat is sinking. Now what are we going to do, right? You don't want to be there, okay? We want to have a plan in place before you get to that point.
So, you know, how long should a plan be in place? Well, hopefully it's in place your whole life and you've modified it and updated it as the various stages of your life unfold. People, you're just waiting too long to get your planning in general. I mean, you know, I remember a story a number of years ago where a fella came in and he said, you know, I think it's about time I get a will. And I kind of jokingly said, well, what's the rush? He said, well, I'm 96. I thought it was about time.
Yeah.
I was being a little facetious. And he said, well, I didn't think I needed to get one until I was close to dying. Well, he was 96.
Been close for 96 years.
And so if that's your thing, you know, you're thinking that, well, gee, I don't need to do a will until I'm close to dying. Oh, please unravel that thought.
Yeah.
When you're 18, you should do your first estate plan, your will, and start planning your life. And then you live your life and structure it around a plan. Staggering what results can occur. But then as you age, you know, maybe you get married, you might want to update your estate plan. Then you have some kids, you want to update your estate plan. Kids get grown, they leave college, probably want to update your estate plan. Geez, you're moving into your pre-retirement years. Might want to look at your retirement planning and meld this in. Folks who do this do well. You ever look across the street at the neighbor and says, geez, everything those people do seems to work out? Well, many of those people are planners. They don't boast about it. Nobody goes to cocktail parties or goes out on their boats or goes down to the park for picnics and goes, hey, man, my estate plan, it's really rocking. You know, we get that.
Never hear
it's,
that.
It's not, you know, your rocking estate plan, but it can have such a profound impact on your life.
Absolutely.
During periods of disability, obviously protecting things for your children when you pass.
And I hear this all the time, too. It absolutely is the responsible thing to do. And people, when they complete their first round of it, they always express to me a sincere sense of relief for having done the right thing. And like Rick said, starting it is starting it. You've got to maintain it just like a car, but over the course of your lifetime, your circumstances will change, your assets will change, and you need to tune it up.
So and your estate plan needs to address where you are at that stage of your life.
Yes.
The will that you did when you're 30 is probably going to be complete garbage if you're 50 or 80.
Yeah.
So we need to deal with those types of issues. So, folks, if you want to give us a call at Gregorick & Associates for your estate planning or elder law consultation, please give us a call at 425-284-3450 or go to rjglegal.com. Get you signed up right there. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But more importantly, it's about having a plan. All your children have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class coming up Monday, May 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding their long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that's not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class on the 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on June 12th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class June 12th. At 7 o'clock in Bothell. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Yeah. All right, Mother's Day again. Happy Mother's Day again to every mother out there today.
I hope there's not too many people watching online right now because we're on here doing.
Yeah, we're just
getting ready to go.
You
know, got the music going here. Sunday morning, Mother's Day.
Crazy damn lawyers. That's what you get.
Crazy lawyers.
Oh. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So you're not one of them. Well, folks, you know, I want to wrap the show up on a positive note as best we can. It is Mother's Day, and I hope everyone goes out and visits their mom, calls their mom. It means a lot to them. Maybe, you know, you've been avoiding mom for some reason. Give them a call. I'll bet they'll be happy to hear from you.
Absolutely.
You know, there's always exceptions. I get it. But for most
Absolutely.
Of us, you know, let's do it. We can, don't be too busy to call mom.
Absolutely. I lost mine a long time ago. Well, I miss her. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I did too, Ted. And I've told, you know, as a planner and, you know, when you're talking to clients and, you know, one of the things that I think we all look for in a professional and what our clients are looking for in us is, you know, are we people too? And, you know, I draw upon my personal experiences with my family and some of the trials and tribulations we had to go through. And then certainly end of life issues. I've talked about it many times with the cancer my mother went through and, you know, just the impact that has on, you know, the family and on my dad.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she was relatively young at 69 years old when she contracted that. So, you know, for me here in my mid-60s, you know, it has a, you know, takes on a different meaning when you say, geez, I'm about the age where my mother died.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things, you know, they come into your head.
Yep.
And you wonder, and then you get a little ache someplace, and you go, what, you know, is that it?
Yeah.
You know, 'cause it all starts out with that. But, you know, we want to, you know, do that. So, you know, we oftentimes share our own personal family stories and situations because, you know, so many of them are the same. We, you know, folks, you know, we
have more in common than we have differences.
We really do. I mean, you know, it's just so troubling to me, the divisiveness that we see in our society today. And, you know, it's even, you know, reminds me of the Civil War. You know, we're tearing families apart, you know, brothers against brothers, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, this is really troubling, and all I can say is, you know, I think the media has a lot to do with this, and having really gone away from journalism into editorialism, and it just made things really difficult, and I don't want to get into the
But at the end of the day, if we all just try to be better human beings, I think the world's a better place.
It really would
be. I tell
be.
My daughter this all the time when she goes back to school. I say, just be a good human being, okay? That makes your dad happy. And certainly society would be much better situated if everybody were to take that position, okay?
So it really is. And
that's the lecture for the day, right?
It is, and for some out
Sounds like something my mom would have told me.
And for some out there, maybe not being quite so sensitive. You know, a lot of people say things that they don't really, they're not trying to convey the deep underlying meaning of something. It just kind of says something. And so, you know, work through it. I think there's so many things. We have more in common than not. And we all have to live on this planet Earth. And it would sure be nice if we could do a little bit better job of treating each other more civilly,
that's right.
You know, across all areas. I mean, it's just all areas, but it is very troubling. I know, Ted, for you and I and Scott and even, you know, our entire staff and really the entire legal community in this area, when we're talking about elder abuse and things that go on there, It really hits you in the heart,
yeah,
and we see some horrible things, and so we really want to make those aware that we can do a better job.
Yeah, and by and large, I think, Rick, in this arena, that all of the estate and elder law attorneys are all on the same page with respect to these issues about abuse, and we all struggle with how to best handle these kind of situations when they come into the office, but the only way that we can make this kind of more public is to be teaching people about it and make people aware, like this show, to try to educate people on some of these issues that are out there and prevalent. But the legal community in this area and in the city of Seattle and surrounding areas are on the same page, folks. So we know some lawyers aren't, but in this particular elder law and estate community, they are.
It's a very active community. We have the Washington Estate Elder Law Association, part of NALA, the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. Of course, we have Elder Council that we're members of. We do a lot of study, folks, on this, and we do a lot of reading, and we do a lot of research, and we talk to attorneys all over the country.
Yeah.
And
surprisingly how similar these issues are across the country, too.
Here we are in Washington.
It's not just a vacuum here,
And we're having the same issues are going on across the country.
They sure are.
The country.
And I would bet worldwide, Rick, for sure. Yeah.
And these things have no economic boundaries. You know, poor people are being exploited, rich people are being exploited. You know, it really has no color boundaries. It appears to have no national origin boundaries. It's just everything. It's just humans.
Yeah.
And Homo sapiens, if you will.
And misuse of technology and those types of things plays a big part of this as well. And there's a lot of scammers out there, and all that's real. I had an uncle of mine that was the subject of one of those I'm in jail kind of things and send me $2,500. I felt horrible about that when I heard about that. And he called looking for me, and I was supposed to be in jail in Spain or somewhere. And I actually picked up the phone at my home. And he says, "What are you doing home?" And I said, "I've been home all weekend long." It
would have been nice to be in Spain. But
yeah, he said, "I just spent $2,500 to get you out of jail somewhere." I felt terrible about that. So
folks, do remember, you know, exploiters are out there.
Yeah.
And I won't be surprised if many folks get calls today, like Ted's explaining. It's the grandson, granddaughter in jail kind of thing, or got in trouble, needs some money. They call up a grandma that they've been haven't seen for a number of years, perhaps, or they think that. And, of course, they're a scammer. It's not really your grandson, Bobby. But this scammer knows a lot about you and Bobby. He's done some research. And he's going to call up and say, Grandma, it's Bobby. And you're going to say, "Oh, Bobby, it doesn't sound like you." "Well, Grandma, I've been, haven't seen you for a while. My voice has changed. I've grown up. And
exactly.
Grandma, I got this problem. I can't get in touch with Mom and Dad, or I can't do this. And somehow they need money." And folks, your real family's not going to call you like that. There'll be another way to do that, or you'll have a way to verify. Please don't, go down to Western Union and, send money to these strangers. I mean, it sounds silly that any of us would do this, but people are doing it every day.
Every day.
You know, I was talking to some law enforcement folks in this area, and, you know, and how successful is this exploitation online and things like that? Well, it's about like any other advertising. They get about 3% of the people, and they do millions of scams. So, folks, be alert, be helpful.
Watch out for mom.
Watch out for mom. Take a look today. See what's going on around mom and dad's place, and do the right thing. Have a great Mother's Day. Check out our websites throughout the week. We'll be putting some new events up. Real Retirement's coming up. It's going to be in Bothell soon. And remember, if you ever see or suspect elder abuse, 1-800-END-HARM. Have a happy Mother's Day.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. AventInfo newsletters and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.